Re-education through labor. That is a clarion call for the camps in China where for half a century, inmates have been detained without any legal process. The case of a woman sent to a camp last year galvanized public opposition, and the new Chinese government is talking about reform. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus reports.
From up on a hill, you can look down on the Zhuzhou Baimelong labor camp. A collection of white buildings, some six or seven stories high, with workshops, vegetable gardens, a parade ground, all surrounded by a high wall and watchtowers. Drifting on the wind, you can hear the chants of inmates undergoing forced re-education. Just an order from a policeman is enough to have you locked up here for up to 4 years. This is China's gulag system. Many outside don't know it still exists. Cautiously, in a car, we drove closer to the huge camp gate, guided by Tang Hui. Her incarceration here last year caused outrage in China.
It was a living nightmare. A real nightmare would have been better. That I could have woken up from.
Tang Hui dissolves into tears as she recounts her story. Her ordeal began when her 10-year-old daughter was raped and forced into prostitution. Tang Hui campaigned vigorously for the death penalty for the men who did it, but she says the pimps had powerful connections in the police force and local officials were embarrassed by the bad publicity the case brought. So they sent her to the camp to silence her. Her re-education meant being told she must obey whatever the Communist Party says.
I felt desperate, but I didn't shed a single tear because I knew they were monitoring me all the time. They wanted me to break down. They told me, if you promise to drop your case, you can leave this place early. I told them I'd never write such a promise.
Like all of those sent to labor camps, Tang Hui went through no legal process. There was just a written order and she was shut away. Her lawyers, though, used the internet to spread word of her incarceration. It caused uproar and she was released after 9 days.
After my re-education, I realized my mistake. I'd pursued justice for my daughter because I thought the Communist Party was there for me. I thought the government and police would back me up. But I don't believe that anymore. They attack us instead of protecting us.
The re-education through labor system was set up by Chairman Mao in the 1950s to silence political opponents. Today it's used to lock up undesirables like drug addicts and prostitutes, along with those who complain too loudly about injustices or who are members of religious movements banned by the Communist Party. Pu Juchang is a prominent lawyer in Beijing.
Re-education through labor is illegal and wrong. They can't even appeal the decision until after they've served their time. It's a sign that China remains a police state, not a country with the rule of law.
But now China's new leaders, aware the system is deeply unpopular, have said they're considering reforming it. In some places, the camps are slowly being wound down. This former one in Yunnan now houses only drug addicts, all dressed in identical uniforms. They march in squads. Then they sit in ranks at tables making small electrical components. Last year, China still had 350 labor camps holding 50,000 people. Many Chinese want the entire system scrapped. Among them, Li Zhengtian, a well-known artist, philosopher and musician. He was sent for re-education in a coal mine in the 1970s. His crime, drawing posters calling for the rule of law.
I refused to bow my head in submission, so they hit me again and again. I lay in a pool of my own blood for more than 3 hours. We must abolish it as soon as possible. The law should protect people's rights.
For now, at Zhuzhou camp, though, life goes on in China's hated gulags. Tang Hui's incarceration here has led even China's official media to say it's time this system was swept into the dustbin of history.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus in China. When we come back, this week marks the 10th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. A Kurdish woman will reflect on what that war meant to her in 30 seconds, here and now.